That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and how's everybody doing on the last weekend in September? I just can't believe that this month zoomed by so fast. Tonight I feel like we're emerging into a new reality. We're going from asleep to awake and way beyond that. I have as my guest Frank St. James, who is not only a psychic detective, but a wonderful crossover reader. A crossover reader is somebody that can tune into the other side and talk to your dear ones, friends, relatives, whoever you feel you've lost, and give you messages from them directly. And this is a call-in show tonight, and our number to call in is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Good evening, Frank. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, Elizabeth. It's been an interesting time. It seems like certain events are turning around, and it could be a little more positive. I feel that.
Well, I do feel that if we're aware, it can be, but sometimes we get hit sideways. I got hit sideways today. But the main thing is that we have to really get through this election. And then I do think things are turning around, the virus and the economy. And I think that by next March, it's reasonable to feel that things will be pretty much the way they may have been that we can remember and haven't enjoyed so much lately. Everybody's been in and following protocol and doing the best they can. I don't feel we're going to be a country that has to wear masks every day. Do you agree, Frank?
No, I agree with that. And I do see some progress here and there. And if people would just stay out of groups, close groups, I think that we can heal much faster.
Well, I think we are on the way to healing, and it seems to be the ones that are defiant are getting their lessons, because the ones that have been defiant are the ones that are now in the hospital. So hopefully it's going to wake people up. Anyway, we are going into, we have a lot of things happening in this country all at the same time. We have a new Supreme Court justice coming, and we have an election coming, and we have a lot of underhanded backstage stuff going on, which I'm a little bit concerned about. But on the upside, I do think the businesses are coming back. I know that some of the states have lifted their restrictions. Isn't that true, Frank? You feel they're coming back, like the restaurants and the movies?
Yes, I was watching the news tonight, and I believe Florida is completely open now.
And, yeah, and they were hit pretty hard.
And we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't see anything at this point really helping the masses, other than just trying to keep certain things that are simple, like keep your mask on, you know, and
when
and,
you're out.
Public and, but,
you know, when you go to the grocery store, it's a good idea to wear gloves, those plastic throwaway gloves, and a mask, because when you touch the cart, you know, things could be all over those handles. So just be careful. I do think the schools are going to be okay. We've had a lot of breakouts of disease. We've had polio, which was very serious. We've had some of the SARS and other diseases, and we've never shut down the country. And that has been very, very difficult. So to keep a positive note, do your chakras, surround yourself with white light, and know that you're safe. And I think a frame of mind also helps a lot. So, Frank,
I think that I think when you have a lot of negativity, it's good to work through it and find, like, the different methods. You know, color therapy, prayers, think positive. These are challenges that we have all the time, but particularly in this time, it's good to get some advice, like tonight. There's a lot of it. You're going to give a lot of advice, and that's very important for people.
It is. But do you know what I think was wonderful this week? I think the prayer march in Washington by Franklin Graham was wonderful this week. There were 2,000 people, over 2,000 people, and they marched. They went to five different spots in that cross. You know, the monument, the White House, and the Jefferson Memorial is the middle, and then you have the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial. And I just thought it really touched me. It was very beautiful, and I think it moved a lot of good energy. We really prayed for our country, and people joined in all over the country. And that's what it takes, Frank. That's what it takes. I felt some very good movement there. However, October will be an upsetting month, and October Mercury retrogrades. So you know the rules, the three R's, review, revise, and renew, or replace. That's the three R's for Mercury retrograde. And it doesn't come out until Election Day. So to me, that's a seal that we definitely will have a delayed election, for sure. And then we have the eclipse coming in December, which will probably bring us the election results, just like the Gore-Bush one that we had. Are you feeling anything on that, Frank?
You know what? When a retrograde comes up, it's twofold. And one, as you know, I do investigations, and it actually helps me to go back and review things that have happened even years ago, which I'm doing now. And I think it's going to uncover a lot of what's going on, because they're doing investigations on the other side of this, and people are going to be exposed that they don't want to, and I feel some negativity around Biden. And the other thing is, I think there's a lot more people in this country that are just sick and tired of what's going on, and they're going to surprise us.
Well, the surprise that I'm worried about is that people are going to stay home and refuse to vote. But I think that there's also a shining star behind all this. I really do. I think that with having to stay in and get to know our families again, after all, you know, Frank, how many years did you work to bring money home to take care of the family? And then when you get older and they grow up, you realize you may not even know them. So this is a unifying opportunity. It's time to come together, and it will seem uncomfortable, and it seems like we have a lot of authoritation going on, and there are people making demands who are in places of influence, and you may not agree with them, but it's also a time to join with your family and get to know them again and do silly things like play ball with your kids out in the backyard or whatever you are interested in. Maybe teach your daughter how to sew. Teach the kids something practical, or get involved in their crafts and activities. We're headed towards more tolerance and flexibility instead of this hatred and arrogance that we've had. I see that starting to melt away. Let's hope so, because what's going on in the cities is ridiculous.
I see. Go ahead.
I was going to say we made a commitment to be here. And what made us make the commitment probably was our karma. And so now it's happened and we're here and we've talked about this for years. So go ahead, Frank. I want to hear what you have to say.
I feel that, families are actually looking at each other under a microscope, people in the family, and discovering, things that we took for granted with certain children, and they're getting to be show how precious that children can be, and their talents and whatever they can do to hold that family together. I think it's happening in a lot of
I do too.
Areas.
In fact, I think the parents are finding out that the children have talents that the parents may not even have realized they had, because they haven't had time to listen or they haven't had time to encourage them. Maybe somebody wants to take piano lessons and the mother says next year, and then she gets up one day and the child is playing the piano as best she can, and she realizes that the child has a talent. So these things are good. They really, really are. We're going to take a break and listen to the weekly cosmic tip, which will tell you what the energies are for this week. But again, I want you to know this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and you certainly can call and have your questions answered. The number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And Frank and I will be right back right after we hear the message about the stars. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 28th through October 4th, 2020. On Monday, relationship and money ambition planets, Venus and Mars, are in harmony to help your relationship conversations. On Tuesday, Saturn wakes up and ends his retrograde cycle since last April. This begins the process of creating a new long-term plan. This change of direction provides renewed strength and patience when facing your responsibilities and challenges. Along with this new force, the last Mars-Saturn square of the year comes into play that day and offers more delays, obstacles, and frustrations that have been hanging around since August. Chin up, stay calm, and keep moving forward. Remember, Saturn is in his final run through Sirius Capricorn until the winter solstice, so tend to anything that needs to be completed since Saturn entered Capricorn in December of 2017. At the same time, don't push your agenda and avoid controlling people as impatient Mars challenges work for the long-term Saturn. September ends with the moon in its void of course phase on Wednesday. The October fall breezes come in on the energy of the full harvest moon in Aries on Thursday, lit up by the Libra sun. This is called the harvest moon because it's large, brightly lit up, and close to the fall equinox. The light of the harvest moon traditionally gave the farmers more time to harvest their crops. The full moon in Aries begins the astrological year and signals a once-a-year time for closures and endings linked to contracts, contests, struggles, and competitions. October is blessed with an abundance of light in the night sky and its two full moons that provide a once-in-a-blue-moon opportunity to harvest whatever has come into fruition into your life. On Friday, October 2nd, Venus enters practical Virgo for the next 4 weeks. Focus on new ways of working and opening up to a larger horizon, and stop being so hard on yourself. October 4th is an important day because dominant Pluto turns direct. Now is the time to get a handle on and to do something about whatever has been happening with you concerning power struggles over the past 5 months. Mars continues to be retrograde in Aries all month, and Mercury begins his retrograde cycle in Scorpio and Libra on October 13th, right up through Election Day, November 3rd. Venus spends most of October in Virgo, not one of her favorite signs, but it does help you get organized and get to work. Watch out for the impatience of others as well as the case of the grouchies for yourself. Be kind, be nice, and above all, be fair. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to our weekly program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James. Well, Frank, we have somebody calling in for you. Her name is Pauline. I believe she's called in before. Her birthday is December 19th, and she's from Queens, New York. Are you there, Pauline?
Yes, hi. I didn't know who I wanted to speak to. I've spoken to both of you. Welcome back, Elizabeth. I'm so glad you're back in BDS. I missed you. I was looking for you at the other place, and I don't want to say the name of it since you're no longer there.
I was busy moving from Texas to New Hampshire. So it was
Oh my goodness, I love New Hampshire. Oh, wow. Wow, you moved. Oh, wow. Is that your hometown that you moved back to?
Yes, I moved to my mother's house, my grandmother's house.
Oh, my goodness. That's so great. And you know what? Your latest books about, well, not the latest, but the last ones that I heard about was all the new chakras and all that. Now this is all coming in handy now, correct?
Oh, sure. Sure. Anyway, Frank is here. Did you want to ask Frank a question?
Actually, you just mentioned that I know that he was a detective or something like that, a private investigator. So he's saying that now is a good time to review old cases. And I just remembered the family and my family on the married side lost a son. And then they found out that the person who perpetrated it wasn't the person. So I don't know if they really want to go over this, but if they do, now sounds like the perfect time to be looking into it. If they needed to hire him. Does he do that?
What is the son's name, Pauline?
His name was Nathan Blenner.
Frank, can you tune Nathan. Into Nathan and see if he has a message for Pauline?
Give his mother. His mother's name is Pauline. I'm just the second Pauline.
All right, just listen to see what Frank has to say.
Well, he's been trying to get through for a long time.
Uh-huh.
I believe if she had a reading, that a lot of things would come out finally. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's unusual for a spirit to stay this long. But he feels there's a lot of things that can go over and come out that it's going to help put this to rest. And I would definitely. He wants to contact her, and
I don't know. What he has a sister. Yeah, he has a sister and all that.
Pauline,
so I'm going to try to talk to her. Yes,
Pauline. What he's saying is that Nathan would like to talk, I believe, to his mother. Is his mother still here?
Yes, she is, but she's old.
Okay, that's what
he's
saying. Now, Frank, okay. I know you have a message from Nathan to the family. What would that be?
That would be that he's really almost, he's laughing. It's like he's at peace most of the time, he said, but I don't have any physical problems. And it took me a while to get through that. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking a little more positive, tell him I love them, and I'm trying to help the family, especially mom.
Okay.
Oh, great. That's beautiful, Pauline. Did you get
that? The poor mom got her dog died. Got attacked. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on.
Well, now,
in that family.
Frank just said he's trying to help everybody, especially mom. So he's already picked up on her sadness. And
yeah,
I think
great.
That's
I'm
fascinating.
I'm going to try to read through them.
Just
I'm
fascinating.
I'm going to see through her directly. I want to see if she's open to this. And
well, give your number out so Pauline can contact you.
Yes.
It's 862-684-1904.
Thank you, Frank. You're the perfect person for this job. Thank you.
Okay, we send you love. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So we've had some startling earth changes this year. We've also had a lot of lies. I know Neptune is active in Pisces, Frank, and there's been lies going on all over the place, not only with, Washington, but other places as well. What can you say about that? Is that all going to get straightened out or calmed down? It's really, really overbearing.
Unfortunately, I think it's just really started. We're going to see more earthquakes. We're going to see changes. I almost feel like it's going to make another adjustment if it does with the North Pole. But
the South Pole. Isn't that interesting?
And I don't see us. Really, we got to be on our best watch out, be safe, and follow all the whatever they tell us to do, because as we know, the water's been rising. The polar North Pole is getting so warm that the animals are suffering. The polar bears. We got a lot. There's a lot of the things going on, but
you know, for the first time ever, it was 90 degrees in the North Pole.
Yeah, but some of this has been brought on by experiments with the government or military, also. So this is not going to be a quiet time for the next couple years.
Well, I think that Russia's going to be very surprised at how cold it gets, especially in Siberia this winter. I feel like it's going to be very cold. But I also feel, and see if you agree with me, Frank, that there's way more angels and that intuition is opening up and more people are hearing their angels speak to them or their guides, whatever you want to say. And I think that it's surprising some of them. What do you think?
Well, I've been getting a lot of input when I do meditate from ancient spirits, and hopefully I'm going to get some guidance through it. So far, just when I reached a real low point, it seems to, something happens, and I'm back on track. It's like a lot of people are going to feel like they're rising like the phoenix once in a while, but take advantage of it when these beautiful spirits come through.
And do your positive things. The people that have been putting things off, well, wait till this is over. I really can't do it. That type of thing. We're going into a full moon this weekend, and it happens to be the full moon in Aries, which is the beginning of the zodiac. So to many people, it's the first of the year, and it is the first of the new energy that's coming in. We're having new energy come in December in Aquarius. Pluto is changing signs for the first time in 250 years. So this is really going to be a big whammy, and we are going into a lot of change. So you're going to need to see that this is an opportunity for change, and the opportunity is positive. And you can do that which you think you can't. You can succeed in what you want. Listen to your guides. Follow up on the hints. That's the hardest thing, Frank, when you're meditating and you don't follow up. Like, I was looking at myself, and there's something that I need to get out into the email, and I've just been putting it off, or I've been too busy. But it has to be done, or I won't be able to move forward. And that's what we do to ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, and I have four planets in Aries, so around this time, look out. That's why I've been doing a lot of research, too. You see, when Pluto goes direct, it's been in Capricorn, you're going to see more changes in business, how they run businesses, careers. People could be changing in direction in their careers. I mean, they've had time to think. And a lot of these jobs are not here anymore. So
right.
It's going to show big changes.
Well, I think it's great that they're out of the office and into their homes, and they're working with Zoom and all of the other technology, and there's even better technology. I think the cities are going to empty out. People are going to work out of their homes, and that we're just learning new ways of being and new ways of thriving instead of the old hypnosis, get up, take a shower, get dressed, get to work, get home. Everybody just was living under hypnosis, and we really needed to have this shakeup. I'm also feeling that with Aquarius energies, that rules doctors and that rules research. And we're going to have more disease breakthroughs and a better time with what's ever going on. I think the COVID will be taken care of, but I don't think it will be any too soon. We have to be very careful. And we also have to be careful of flooding and fires, which we're having a lot of fires, and I do see that that's going to continue to be a problem. How about you, Frank? Do you see any relief with that?
No, I don't see a relief in that because the way the temperatures have been changing all over the world, floods, places that never had such floods and fires, the drought, and like I said, everything. It's changes with everything. It's just not one thing. It's one or two things. And changing how humanity is, I think.
With not being able to go to church, people are finding that they're not being able to have weddings where people can attend, and they're not being able to have funerals. That's very interesting. Even the funeral regimen has changed. So all the things that we're used to just have to be adapted with. But I think that end of life is very important, and I think people do need closure, because if they don't have closure, mental problems can occur. So let's just hope that this all begins to work out pretty soon. Again, tune into your inner being and see how you're led, because you are in the seat of your deliverance. You are going into a higher frequency, and you're going to gain some power. And it's not earthly power. It's cosmic forces. They've been changed, and we are going into individual freedom. Individual freedom, I think that's fantastic. And we have to adapt to it. And you know what, Frank? We've got this internet that takes us all over the world, so we have a community. But the one thing that we forgot is to add the word brotherhood. So we have this community all over the world where people are communicating with people, and it's wonderful, but some people are being pretty not good, very dark, and they're forgetting about brotherhood, helping each other, caring about each other, not slamming them down. And anything that you can do to help and bring love, peace, and harmony and get rid of the fear, the criticism, and the judgment is well rewarded. Don't you think, Frank?
Yes, definitely. I've always use your favorite mantra when you get up in the morning. Use it. Use it before you go to bed.
And can you give one to them to use if they don't have one?
I always say I'm calm, relaxed, and composed. And I keep saying that over, and it does help. So I'm not getting exploding when somebody starts yelling at me. Now, the other thing is, when you listen, you got to listen to people. And somebody screaming and yelling has already lost it.
Right.
But you got to listen to what's really going on. There's other things going on here.
We're in a coup.
Yeah.
The country is in trouble. The country is in a coup. And they don't see it because they aren't being told the truth on the news. And so they're going to have to find it in their own way. And the mantra that I like is, I am safe and secure, and I'm walking my path. I'm walking my path of light. I am safe and secure, and I'm walking my path of light. So that's good. Frank, we have to take a break. We're going into the half hour. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
All over the world. Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. All over the world, love was and love is and always will be.
That was Nat King Cole with All Over the World, and this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I'm hoping that that helped you to remember to connect to the source of energy that fills us, and it fills us every day when we take a deep breath, and that is the love of the universe. It's always here, it's always with you, and you are never alone. I just love that song, and I think that's what's going to bring us the peace that we're all looking for. My guest tonight is Frank St. James. So, hello, Frank. How did you like that song?
Beautiful. I loved Nat King Cole.
Oh, I did, too.
I did a lot of, when I was a professional singer, I did a lot of his songs.
His music?
And, I could do impressions, so I sounded just like him.
That's but, great. Well, you know, we're having an imprint with this virus, and we are really seeing the magnificence of the Creator if we can focus on it and emanate it from our being. You know, that's part of how it gets out to others. When we're happy and we feel sunny and up, it spills out of us to others. And we are going into a new, lots of changes. I don't think we'll ever go back to where we were, but life with the awakened presence of the divine is going to absolutely change the future of creation. We need to create our thoughts and create our power. I told you that next year is the year of expansion, but it's also the year of critical decisions. And we're certainly going to be going through critical decisions in the next 2 or 3 months with what's going on in the Supreme Court, as well as the elections over here. And I want to warn everybody, if you're uncomfortable about going and physically voting, make sure that you do absentee voting. Don't work with the mail-in ballots because they're being messed with. So do that absentee voting. Get your voting card down to the center where you have to file them well ahead of time and make sure that they get there. And I hope that that helps everybody. That'll keep things more centered and fair. And what do you think, Frank? If they have a strange impulse, they should stay home, don't you think? But vote early?
I think everybody should use their inner senses. And I say everybody is unique. And you're unique. You don't have to follow a crowd. You don't have to follow somebody that is the crowd is following. You don't have to go over the cliff like a bunch of buffalo following somebody. I say it's time that you really pull yourself back. And you're just a beautiful person. There's a beautiful person inside you. And if you could bring it out, and bring it out, be an individual. Let's go back to that. You know, years ago, more people would act on their own.
Yeah, but it's called trusting yourself and self-confidence.
Right.
You know, we're so hard on ourselves. And we are with Capricorn energy. The Aquarian energy is a different energy. It's air. It's ruled by air. So I see a lot of good technology coming. I know they're talking about this G5 that can be dangerous, but now they're inventing things that are going to cope with it and going to help you keep it away from your home and around you, which is really good. We are having danger with continued riots, and I do want to bring attention to that because a lot of people think that that's fake news and that it's not really happening. It is really happening, and that's why I'm asking everybody to be cautious, especially if you're in a city area. But that's got to slow down. As I said, I think that once we're through January, to the other side of all this crazy activity, things will get better. But I feel an upset coming in October, so I think we all need to pray for everyone's soul and just pray that we can get through this quickly and easily. I know that seems impossible, but maybe not listen to the television so much, but just listen to yourself or do some good book reading. What do you think, Frank?
Oh, I do. And I also feel that the spirit world, the loved ones and friends that have passed over, are also going through changes, and and they're positive. It's going through positive. I work with positive. Believe me, I work with the worst, too. But I work with the spirit world, especially the last few years. It seemed to be more depth to it. And, you know, certain people in the family may not contact you readily. They're going through something. And I also do healing on the other side with the spirit world, too, if they're going through a, you know, mental problems. There's a lot, you know, we go over there. It's different than organic. We don't bring organic things with us, but we do bring things that are unresolved. And sometimes people that had conflicts with certain people in the family start to realize that he can change things, you know, through people like myself to talk to them.
A good crossover healer. Well, let me tell you a quick story about how I moved here. I know I told you before, Frank, but I was doing the mother tour in 2019. In 2019, I moved away from Pennsylvania down to Austin. I had to do that. So that was the right thing to do. And then I had to do the mother tour. Well, I was only in Austin for 6 weeks. And then I had to do the mother tour. So I started in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Dallas, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., New York City, and Boston. And all of my relatives are in New England. And so when I went to Manchester, New Hampshire, and we all were planning to go up to Kitty Bunkport for some vacation time in Maine after the tour. But I wanted to go to my parents' graves because I don't get to that area very often, and I hadn't been there in a long time. So my girlfriend and I went up to Warner, and that's where my mother was born. And we went down to the graves, and I'm telling you, Frank, each grave had a heartbeat. It's like they were trying to get out of the grave and tell me something. And it wasn't just my parents. It was my cousin Kathy, my grandmother and grandfather, my aunt and uncle. They were all vibrating. You could feel the vibrations. If you stood on the ground or put your hand on the ground, you'd feel a throbbing like a heartbeat. So I didn't know what it was about. I knew it was a message. And I said to my friend, we've got to go by the family home. So we went by the family home, and it was empty, and it had a sign that said, for sale. So I took a picture of the sign, and when I got back to where I was staying, I called the realtor, made a date with her the following day. And the following day, Frank, was my father's birthday. It was in July, and I bought the house. And that's how it happened. So it happened from the other side, don't you think?
Oh, yes. And there was a 10-room Victorian colonial that I bought in Randolph, Massachusetts. I was only there for a short time, but the spirits in the house were so glad to see me because there was a family of 13 that just left. So you can imagine. But when I did a past life and realized that I was a part of the Ames family, that going back to that time, that place, that 10-room Victorian colony, was a doctor and his wife. And I believe they were connected with these people, too. And so there was some kind of spirit. Soon I walked into the place I wanted it, and I felt welcome. And so there's a lot of things going on now, like I said, with the spirit world. Like, you got connected, you felt it, you went to the cemetery, you felt the spirits trying to reach out to you and point you towards that direction. This is also an interesting time for connecting with people in your family that have passed.
Well, I think it is, and you said healing, and I know that I completed some kind of karma. I may not understand it, but I know that I did. I made things right, is what I hear, you made things right over here, whatever that means. And that made me feel good. And now I'm living here in my Grammy's house. I can't believe it. Well, we're coming to the end of the show, Frank, and I'd like you to again give out your phone number.
It's 862-684-1904.
And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. We always end with a meditation, as well as some beautiful music from Richard Schulman. And the meditation tonight is healing meditation. It's very, very powerful. Richard and I created it in January for the COVID virus, but it can be used for any kind of healing that's needed. Next week, I'm going to be teaching, and so when you tune in to Let's Find Out, you'll be hearing a lot of wonderful information about the next few months as well as next year and what you can do to stay in the unity of your heart and to open up to the light and the higher dimensions, the fourth and fifth. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you so much for tuning in, and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-balance materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra, about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you.